Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach David Boucher. We're talking Royal Valley girls basketball. Lots of games, four in fact, to visit with Coach about. Lady Panthers hosting the tournament last week against Santa Fe Trail, Wabunsee, and Chapman, and then playing last night, makeup game against Riverside as well. So, Coach, four games. Unfortunately, none of them ended wins. Some of them closer, like the Chapman game on Saturday was just a six-point contest. I don't know if we can break down or if you want to break down each game, but I guess kind of what were your just overall thoughts and how your team played with three home games in 3 days in that home tournament last week?
I mean, it's like I said, four losses, but you understand like three of those teams are ranked in their respective classes. Santa Fe Trail's back-to-back state tournaments, and they're eighth in the state with one loss to Lebo, which was in the state championship game a year ago in 1A, and has, you know, solid team. And you know, Wabunsee is a top 10 team in 2A, and Riverside is the number one team in 2A. I thought we battled, and you know, Chapman is a high quality 4A team, we battled in each one of those games. There's positives in each one of them. You know, the biggest takeaway I think is we out-rebounded Riverside last night, and we had 57 shot attempts to their 52, and you know, sometimes they don't go in, and but the fact is we battled that ball, and we out-rebounded Santa Fe Trail as well, you know, and then on Friday night, you know, Samantha Klotz is one of the best rebounders in the state, all the state of Kansas, 1A through 6A, and she pulled down 19 boards by herself on Friday night. You know, and then, you know, just our shooting is just inconsistent. You know, we make six threes for Santa Fe Trail and really battle, and but they made 13, you know, and that's how it goes. But we control. We're still getting open shots and looking at things, and some of those shots they made were just highly contested, but that's why they're a top 10 team in the state. And, Riverside's in the same boat where, you know, we contest things. You know, it's hard to contest 6'3" going to Central Missouri, and such a great athlete that Taylor Weischer is. Such a complete team that Coach Burns has at Riverside. And Chapman comes down to foul trouble. You know, we just couldn't stay out of foul trouble, and too many turnovers here and there, and a 4-point lead in the fourth quarter kind of gets melted away, and they made three huge threes in the fourth quarter to kind of seal that game away. But overall, our effort and our execution, our effort is great, and our execution is getting better, and there's growth, from the first time we played Riverside to the second time, we've made a huge amount of growth, both JV and varsity, and we're just excited to keep doing that throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, I guess that's the kind of the question that I ask as we look ahead now, like how can you use these experiences against, you know, some of these really, really good teams into the rest of your season, because basically you're looking at a bunch of big seven league games, and a lot of them are rematches, so teams you're fairly familiar with and hoping for, you know, better results the second time around. What do you identify that maybe you can take from those games, and what's going to be key for your team here in the second half of the season to improve the results?
You know, we have to get more shot attempts. If we're going to struggle a little bit to shoot the ball consistently, the best way to do that is to get attempts then, right? And take good shot attempts. Don't force it, but get more attempts. And, last night was a great example of what we need to do. A great model. You know, where our turnovers are at 16, which is still high for our goals. So, you know, we want our goals to be 12 or under. But we were at 16, and we crashed offensive boards. We want to be plus 8 in the offensive rebounding battle, and we were plus 7, and we got 6 more shot attempts, 8 more shots, 7 more shot attempts, I think, than Riverside, which is, you know, that's the model we need to take. You know, is we got to decrease our turnovers, and we got to crash offensive boards, and we got to get shot attempts. And no matter how bad percentage wise you shoot it, or if you're struggling to shoot it at a high percentage, if you get attempts, you know, you can score points.
You bet. Well, definitely some things to build off of. We'll have the game broadcast on Tuesday. Your next action will be at Holton as you get set to go back through the big seven-league schedule, then Nemahan. So that's after that. Best of luck in the upcoming games, Coach. And as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin.
Coach Boucher of the Royal Valley Girls. We'll talk Panther boys basketball after this timeout.